Morocco, which holds the rotating presidency of the Security Council in December, convened the ministerial-level meeting on the Sahel. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon told the Council that, in his own words, the warning lights for the Sahel region continue to flash.
Political turmoil, terrorist activity, drug trafficking, and arms smuggling are spilling over borders and threatening peace and security. Extreme climatic conditions and fragile economies only add to this a toxic brew of vulnerability. This year alone, an estimated 18.7 million people have been affected by food insecurity. Over 1 million children under the age of 5 are at risk of acute malnutrition.
Mr. Ban said the governments and people of the Sahel region need the full support of the international community. The United Nations, he added, has mobilized over $1 billion to support the countries of the region to respond to the immediate needs of affected populations. According to the head of the United Nations Refugee Agency, UNHCR, Antonio Guterres, more than 300,000 people have been forced to flee their homes from northern Mali, where a rebellion broke out in January.
Almost 200,000 people are internally displaced, with the majority living in host families or spontaneous settlements. In the north, both the displaced and the communities sheltering them lack food and struggle to meet their most basic needs, with state authorities no longer present to provide essential social services. Insecurity continues to hamper access by humanitarian agencies, with calamitous consequences for populations already drained by months of hardship.
The Secretary General's special envoy for the Sahel, former Italian Prime Minister Romano Prodi, stressed the need for the international community to unite in its efforts to help the Sahel.
Our purpose is to organize a worldwide platform aimed at putting in action an efficient network of humanitarian aid and a common strategy for the development of Sahel. However, nothing can be done in this respect without restoring the unity of Mali in a peaceful Sahel, starting immediately a process that will allow transparent and free democratic elections as soon as possible.
The urgency of developing an integrated strategy to deal with all the challenges facing the Sahel region was underlined by Charles Kofi Dibi, Foreign Minister of Cote d'Ivoire. Mr. Dibi spoke on behalf of the Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS.
As regards the multidimensional crisis in Mali, which is the synthesis and culmination of threats and ills of the Sahel region, which, it should be noted, includes several ECOWAS countries, I would like to here and now reiterate the urgency and diligence with which the United Nations Security Council should be able to authorize the deployment of the African-led international mission in support to Mali, as well as its necessary logistical and financial support.
Mr. Dibi said the request for the deployment of the mission in Mali is voiced by the entire African continent, including the government of Mali, ECOWAS, and the African Union. Derek Mbata, United Nations.